I love this time of the year, especially as with the music and the telling of the old story of Jesus and his love. As I mentioned in the prophecy of Isaiah, in chapter 3 of Matthew's Gospel is our text this morning, and it's verses 1 through 12, and this is about John the Baptist preparing the way. In those days, John the Baptist began preaching in the Judean wilderness. His message was, "Turn from your sins and turn to God, because the kingdom of heaven is near." Isaiah had spoken of John when he said, "He is a voice shouting in the wilderness, 'Prepare a pathway for the Lord's coming. Make straight a road for him.'" And John's clothes were woven from camel hair, and he wore a leather belt. His food was locusts and wild honey. People from Jerusalem and from every section of Judea and from all over the Jordan Valley went out into the wilderness to hear him preach. And when they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. But, you know, I always love the buts and the ifs. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to be baptized, he denounced them. "You brood of snakes," he exclaimed. "Who warned you to flee God's coming judgment? Prove by the way that you live that you have really turned from your sins and turned to God. Don't just say, 'We're saved, we're the descendants of Abraham.' That proves nothing. God can change these stones into children of Abraham. For now, the axe of God's judgment poised, ready to sever your roots. Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for those who turn from their sins to God, but someone is coming soon that is greater than I, so much greater that I'm not even worthy to be his slave. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. He's ready to separate the chaff from the grain, and for the winnowing and fork, and that deep cleansing, the thrashing floor in the area, in his barn, but burning the chaff with a never-ending fire. And he's taken all of our sins to the cross of Calvary, this fellow that was coming that John prepared the way for. So we don't have to worry about that fire if we only accept him into our life.